Sometimes, my sad self. A poem called My Sad Self, 1958. Sometimes when my eyes are red, I go up on top of the RCA building and gaze at my world, Manhattan, my building, streets I've done seats in, loft, bed, cold water flat, on Fifth Avenue below, which I also bear in mind, is ant cars, little yellow taxis, men walking the size of specks of wool, panorama of the bridges, sunrise over Brooklyn machine, sun go down over New Jersey where I was born, and Patterson where I played with ants, my later loves on 15th Street, my greater loves of Lower East Side, my once fabulous amours in the Bronx far away, paths crossing in all these hidden streets, my history summed up, my absences and ecstasies in Harlem, sun shining down on all I own in one eye blink to the horizon in my last eternity. Matter is water. Sad. I take the elevator and go down, pondering, and walk on the pavement, staring into all man's plate glass faces, questioning after who loves, and stop, bemused, in front of an automobile shop window, standing lost in calm thought, traffic moving up and down Fifth Avenue, blocks behind me, waiting for a moment when time to go home and cook supper and listen to the romantic war news on the radio. All movement stops, and I walk in the timeless sadness of existence, tenderness flowing through the building, my fingertips touching reality's face, my own face streaked with tears in the mirror of some window at dusk, where I have no desire for bonbons or to own the dresses or Japanese lampshades of intellection. Confused by the spectacle around me, man struggling up the street with packages, newspapers, ties, beautiful suits toward his desire. Man, woman streaming over the pavement, red lights clocking hurried watches and movements at the curb, and all these streets leading so crosswise, honking lengthily by avenues stalked by high buildings or crusted into slum through such halting traffic, screaming cars and engines so painfully to this countryside, this graveyard, this stillness on deathbed or mountain, once seen, never regained or desired in the mind to come, where all Manhattan that I've seen must disappear.